This is VOA News. I'm Steve Dorman. Officials in Yemen say fighting between Shiite rebels and forces loyal to Yemen's internationally recognized government near the strategic port of Hodeidah has killed at least 12 people, wounded 25 from both sides. Hostilities follow an agreement at UN-sponsored talks on ceasefire in Hodeidah, expected to begin Tuesday. Australian National University scholar Min Skyla, tells VOA he's cautiously hopeful the peace process to end the four-year conflict will be different than previous failed efforts.
On the one hand, both sides are trying to really strengthen their positions before the ceasefire comes fully into effect. Alternatively, it is a very fragile situation and it could also very easily unravel. But I think there's plenty of pressure on both sides to observe the ceasefire. And at this stage, it looks a bit hopeful and that it could possibly hold.
United Nations says Yemen's civil war, which began in 2014, has left 22 of the 29 people there desperately in need of aid. At least two civilians in Rwanda were killed and eight injured when attackers set fire to three passenger vehicles in a southern district which borders Burundi. The attacks highlight continuing tensions between Rwanda and Burundi as well as Congo. Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza earlier this month called for an emergency meeting of the East Africa community, accusing Rwanda of aggression and of harboring plotters of a failed coup. Sri Lanka's president is accusing a newly reappointed Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe of corrupt leadership and voiced doubts about their ability to work together. Wickremesinghe insists his October firing was unlawful. Former President Mahinda Rajapaksa replaced him and then lost a confidence vote. He's resigned. This is VOA News. China has allowed the Canadian ambassador to meet with a second Canadian citizen detained for reasons that are still unclear. China detained the two Canadians after Canadian police arrested senior Chinese telecom executive Meng Wanzhou earlier this month in Vancouver on a U.S. warrant, accusing her of violating U.S. sanctions against Iran. Paul Evans, an expert on Asia-Canada relations from the University of British Columbia, says Canada's detention of Meng is not just a Canada-China story, but more broadly concerns the economic and political competition between the U.S. and China.
This is a hornet's nest that has been hit, that is harming Canada-China relations, and that is showing the delicacy of the Canadian position caught between Washington and China.
Evans was speaking in Vancouver, where Meng is currently out on bail awaiting further proceedings on extradition to the U.S. Protesters across France occupied dozens of traffic roundabouts, even as their movement for economic justice appeared to be losing some momentum in the fifth straight week of protest. Meantime, a fifth person has died from gunshot wounds in last week's Christmas market terror attack in Strasbourg, France. The gunman, identified as Sharif Shakat, died in a shootout with police. His father told investigators his son was a follower of the Islamic State, and the terror group claimed him as one of its soldiers. 200 nations, including the world's top greenhouse gas producers, China and the United States, have adopted a set of rules meant to breathe life into the 2015 Paris Climate Accord by setting out how countries should report their emissions and efforts to reduce them. UN-sponsored climate talks just ended in Poland, and Mikhail Kotecka was in charge of those talks.
I'm very happy to announce that we have a historical success, which puts into motion global climate action and policy.
The nations agreed on universal rules on how nations can cut emissions. Poor countries secured assurances on financial support to help them reduce emissions, adapt to changes such as rising sea levels, and pay for damage that has already happened. At least 42 people were injured, including one critically, in an explosion at a restaurant in northern Japan. Blast is currently being investigated. City officials set up shelters for area residents as fire officials warned of the possibility of secondary explosions. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.